Good afternoon, I'm Richard Serrett. Canada isn't losing its way. That would imply confusion or a wrong turn. What's happening here is deliberate. We're sprinting headlong off a cliff, and the people holding the map are smiling while they push. You're paying for puppy torture experiments while politicians moralize about plastic straws. Judges are bending over backwards to keep foreign predators here while Canadian citizens get the hammer. Anti-Semitic gangs are strutting with Ottawa's approval. And in Hamilton, a Christian billboard telling the truth about mutilating kids is torn down in hours. These aren't mistakes. They're the plan. And I'm done pretending. The Richard Serrett Show, off and running for Wednesday, August the 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. Facta non verba.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as bad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
We must not allow ourselves to be intimidated. Our task is not only to win the battle, but to win the war.
I'm feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Take a look at this country through her eyes if you really want to see something. The whole parade of what man's carved out for himself after centuries of fighting.
You're out of order! You're out of order! The whole trial is out of order!
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature! And you will atone!
Seeking truth and justice in a battleground of deception and corruption, this is The Richard Serrett Show.
Let me give you four snapshots of the country you're living in. Snapshots you're not supposed to dwell on, because if you did, you might connect the dots and see the ugly picture behind them. Snapshot one. You, yes, you taxpayer, are funding a lab in Ontario where beagle puppies are strapped to metal tables, forced into heart attacks for hours at a time, and then cut open and carved up while heavy metal music blares in the background to muffle their cries. Snapshot two, judges, the same ones who can't find room in the calendar for your neighbor's stolen car case, bending the law into origami swans so foreign criminals can stay in Canada. Snapshot three, a Jewish father walking with his three children in Montreal is assaulted, his kippah thrown to the ground, while our prime minister issues a press release so timid it might as well have been written by a middle school guidance counselor. Snapshot four. A Christian organization pays for a billboard in Hamilton, Ontario that dares to say, "Let kids be kids," and warn against irreversible medical transition for minors. Within hours, the mayor orders it torn down. Now, if these were just separate news items, you could dismiss them. Unrelated events, bad week in the headlines. But they're not unrelated. They're the same story, told in different settings, with the same cast of characters. They're the story of a country whose ruling class has decided morality is optional, reality is negotiable, and the truth is whatever helps them keep their grip on power. Let's start in London, Ontario, at St. Joseph's Health Center, home to the Lawson Research Institute. You've probably never heard of it, because they work hard to make sure you don't. Here's what was going on behind those lab doors. Beagle puppies, not strays, not rescues, but purpose-bred dogs, 10 months to 2 years old, strapped down, their chests opened, their hearts shocked into seizures for up to 3 hours. 3 hours. That's not an experiment. That's a sadist's daydream. And they do it with heavy metal music blaring. Why? Because apparently nothing says scientific rigor like Metallica cranked to 11 while you turn a living creature into a lab chart. The music wasn't for fun. It was to drown out the cries of terrified animals so the staff wouldn't have to hear them. How did we find out? Not because the researchers came clean. No, it took reporters at the Investigative Journalism Bureau to blow the lid off of this absolute horror show. When asked how many dogs they killed, the scientists got cagey. When asked why the public wasn't told, they ducked. but they were happy to assure us they followed the highest standards, which is a little like saying the Titanic met all safety regulations right up until the moment it sank. Doug Ford, and I don't say this often, actually got it right. He called it cruel and unacceptable and vowed to ban the practice in Ontario. He even said, imagine your little dog. They try to put them into a heart attack, the poor thing. Good for him. But here is the problem. There's still no federal law against this in Canada. None. Which means some other lab can just pick up where Lawson left off, maybe in a different province, maybe with a different cover story, and it will be perfectly legal. And the woke crowd? Silent. These are the same people who will chain themselves to a tree to stop a logging truck, but when it comes to government-funded vivisection of beagles, suddenly they've got brunch plans. Why? Because the cruelty was done by people in white coats. And in the Church of Woke, the white coat is a priest's robe. If the science says it's necessary, it's not cruelty, it's progress. But here's the truth. It's not necessary. We have computer models, AI simulations, and for certain types of studies, willing human volunteers. We choose this method because it's easier, because animals can't sue, and because bureaucrats can pretend it's all for the greater good. And notice, they only stopped when they got caught. There was no pang of conscience, no whistleblower from inside saying, this is wrong. Just business as usual until the sunlight got in. That tells you everything you need to know about the moral compass in that building. Now on to Ottawa, where Conservative MP Michelle Rempel Garner is trying to undo one of the dumbest, most dangerous legal precedents in modern Canadian history, the 2013 Supreme Court ruling in R versus FAM. What did FAM do? Simple. It gave judges the power to reduce a criminal sentence, not because of the crime itself, not because of good behavior, but so the offender could avoid being deported. That's right, in Canada, if you're a foreign national who commits a crime, the courts can, and do, go easy on you to make sure you can stay in Canada. This is not a hypothetical. In one case, an Indian national tried to buy sex from a minor. His punishment? A conditional discharge. In another, a foreign visitor was convicted of groping. His sentence also softened, so he could fight deportation. Now, if you're a Canadian citizen, try asking for that deal. See how fast the judge laughs in your face. This is what two-tier justice looks like, and it's not an accident. It's policy. The whole woke legal class sees deportation as somehow too harsh, even for predators. So instead of protecting Canadians, they protect the criminal. This is how you turn a country into a safe haven for the worst people on the planet. Commit your crime here, get a slap on the wrist, and you might even get to stay. The word gets out, and it has. Michelle Rempel Garner's bill is basic common sense. Same crime, same sentence, regardless of where you were born. But watch how quickly it will be smeared as xenophobic or anti-immigrant. That's how the woke crowd protects its sacred cows. By making you afraid to challenge them. Let's go to Montreal. Friday night, a Jewish father, walking in a park with his three children, is assaulted, knocked to the ground, sprayed in the face, his kippah tossed aside like garbage. The suspect is arrested the following Monday, and how does our Prime Minister Mark Carney respond? With a bland, bloodless ex-post about appalling violence. Not one mention of anti-Semitism, not one. Meanwhile, Jews make up less than 1% of Canada's population, but account for nearly 19% of all hate crimes, and almost 70% of religiously motivated hate crimes. Synagogues are being defaced. The government's own special envoy on anti-Semitism quit in frustration, and Ottawa is still talking about recognizing Palestine. Israel Minister Amichai Chikli says Canada's weakness gives Hamas a tailwind. He's right, because weakness is a green light to people who already hate you. If you want to know what side your government is on, watch what they can't bring themselves to say. Carney can say Islamophobia at the drop of a hat, but anti-Semitism? That's politically inconvenient. Finally, Hamilton. The Christian group ARPA pays $18,000 for a billboard that says, "Let kids be kids." It calls for an end to medical transitions for minors, and it was set to run for 4 weeks. It lasted a few hours. Former Ontario NDP leader, now mayor, Andrea Horvath, sees it, calls it transphobic, and demands it be taken down. Astral Media complies. No debate, no discussion, just gone. The billboard's message was pretty simple. Children should not be pushed into life-altering drugs and surgeries they can't possibly understand. And here's the kicker. There is no credible evidence that gender-affirming care reduces suicide rates. None. Zero. But there is plenty of evidence that puberty blockers cause bone loss, infertility, and permanent damage. Internationally, countries are backing away from these practices. Sweden, Finland, the UK, all pulling back, all citing the same concerns. But in Canada, saying so is hate speech. Horvath's Hamilton calls itself inclusive, but it's only inclusive if you agree with the official line. Christians, parents, scientists who disagree, you're not just excluded, you're vilified. You see the pattern, right? Puppy torture, coddled predators, attacks on Jews, silent dissent, four different arenas, one philosophy. Truth is whatever the ruling class says it is, and morality is whatever helps them hold power. The woke gospel isn't about compassion, justice, or equality. It's about control. And the easiest way to control people is to destroy the standards they used to share. If you believe in protecting the vulnerable, they'll call you cruel. If you believe in one law for all, they'll call you a bigot. If you believe in free speech, they'll call you dangerous. And if you believe in God's design, they'll call you a hater. This is how you get a Canada where the people in charge can look at a pile of dead puppies, a file of pardoned predators, a vandalized synagogue, and a torn-down billboard and see not a problem, but a victory. I'm Richard Serrett. Thanks for listening. Until we meet again, I remain unbowed, unbent, unbroken.